This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home.
This is a place to live.
This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
Who are you? Some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
All right, welcome to the Radio Realtors. We are Northern California's number one real estate radio show, proudly coming to you live from the Equity Protect Studios here in Sacramento, California this week. Last week we were in Detroit or Pontiac, Michigan, right, Frank?
Yeah.
It was great. But we're broadcasting live from Sacramento today in the Equity Protect Studios because title fraud and theft is on the rise. And it's especially true for you if you own your own home free and clear. I mean, if you don't have a mortgage, you are probably a target of these scammers. And the only company that truly stops scammers dead in their tracks from stealing your hard-earned equity is a company called Equity Protect. And you can get your free risk assessment today at equityprotect.com. That's equityprotect.com. I'm Robert Lewis, your real estate professor.
And I'm Frank Crandall, your consigliere of real estate.
And if you've got a question or a comment for us, or you're just ready to hire the Radio Realtors, all you got to do is give us a call on our hotline at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO.
Or you can live chat with us 24/7 on our website at RadioRealtors.com. That's RadioRealtors.com.
And we've got an amazing show for you today with these topics.
Number one, six home buyers from hell and how you can avoid being one.
That's right. We're going to help you get to home buyer heaven instead of being a home buyer from hell. And then we're going to give you information on a top secret and affordable home community that is about, I would say, 27 minutes from Lincoln, 30-something minutes from Roseville, and about 40-something minutes from Sacramento, and you're going to want to listen up.
Also, we're going to be talking about setting the record straight on the NAR settlement.
Yeah, it's about time we did something on that, Frank.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so once again, you can get a hold of us on the Radio Realtors hotline anytime at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO.
Or you can use our live chat option 24/7 at our website. RadioRealtors.com. That's RadioRealtors.com. And Rob, I just want to say I am glad I'm back in Sacramento. Our trip was enjoyable, but it's a little too cold for me there.
It's nippy in Detroit. Woo. And just Michigan in general.
Yep.
Yeah, no, when we came out of the hotel, and it was sunny outside, but when the wind came
Ooh.
Through, oh my gosh, I was thinking, I need long johns under my slacks.
Yeah, we're just spoiled kids from California.
That is right. Yep. That is right. Well, Frank, you know, buying a home can be incredibly stressful. And according to a recent survey by Zillow, did you know that 50% of home buyers cried at least one time during the home buying process? And it's really no wonder why, because buying a home is one of the most nerve-wracking life events that you can participate in. And it combines high emotions, a sometimes crazy housing market, and a process that can seem difficult to understand.
And Rob, it's also a significant financial transaction for most people. Maybe the biggest of their lives.
Right, Frank. But the good news is that you can lighten some of that stress with a little bit of education and the confidence that comes along with that.
However, the shocking news is that if you're not managing the stress of buying a home properly, you can sometimes turn into a home buyer from hell.
Dun, 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 dun. And as most people beyond kindergarten age come to realize, you can learn just as much from seriously bad behavior as you can from good behavior. So this is where you and I, we started wondering, this was actually on the plane ride home, right? We started wondering if we could share with listeners that same kind of learning from the worst process and how it could apply to homebuyers.
Exactly, Rob. So on our show today, we're going to share some of the more frustrating, unusual, or downright unpleasant buyer situations that we realtors have had to deal with.
And we're going to share what we've gleaned from these tales of woe, Frank, to help you, our listeners, avoid becoming that kind of buyer.
That's right, Rob. The first type of buyer from hell is the confrontational buyer.
Yep. We had a client who nearly walked out on closing day when the seller didn't show up for the closing at the title company, even though they weren't supposed to be there in the first place.
Exactly. However, the buyer wanted to tell the seller and their agent how horrible the process has been, except they were buying a real estate owned or an REO property, and the seller was actually a bank.
Right. And there were some fairly minor repairs, and the buyer was getting, I thought, a fabulous deal. And the buyer knew going into it that the seller was a bank and probably wouldn't fix anything.
And fortunately, the sales went through, although it took a substantial amount of persuasion on our part, long and aggravating persuasion.
Yeah, it was aggravating, Frank. So how did we get to home buyer heaven in this case? Well, if you're buying an REO, you should probably do a bit of research.
Yeah, Rob. When the seller's a bank, they would never, ever come to a closing. It's also very typical that REO agents don't go to a closing either.
Right. And for the most part in our area, the buyers and sellers don't sign at the same time. So do your research and set your expectations accordingly. We did tell our buyer all of this and he thought he knew better. But at the very end, if you still need to vent, what you want to do is do it after the docs have been signed.
I agree, Rob. Okay. The second type of buyer from hell is the Jekyll and Hyde buyer.
Yeah, this is one of my most unfavorite buyers from hell, Frank. You know, we once dealt with a buyer who was perfectly nice in person, but he transformed into a pushy bully over text or email.
Oh, I remember this one. Didn't he start flinging bizarre and paranoid accusations?
Yep, Frank. And in one instance, he accused us of being in cahoots with Zillow because Zillow was reporting that the home our buyer wanted to buy was a pre-foreclosure, and he told us that he was overpaying. And in addition to that, he also thought we were conniving with the home inspector and were fudging the report, except for he was the one who had chosen the inspector in the first place.
That's right. And he also was not satisfied with the information that the seller gave us on the disclosures. The disclosures clearly stated what was conveyed with the home and what didn't.
Exactly. And after the deal closed, we did receive a email that was a thank you email from Mr. Hyde. And then 8 months later, we were served with a small claims suit saying we didn't negotiate in the purchase agreement a sub-zero refrigerator that the seller said did not convey with the home in the disclosures.
And small claims court was a pain.
Yeah.
But we proved that we did everything by contract.
Now, I'm still a little scarred by that transaction, Frank. So how do you get to home buyer heaven with this kind of client? Well, you got to know this. Bullies never win. Well, at least generally, not in real estate sales.
All right. The third type of buyer from hell is the last minute haggling buyer.
Yeah, Frank, we recently closed on a home in Rancho Cordova, and on the final walkthrough, the buyers started picking apart the place.
Oh, this, of course, was after seeing the place over and over.
True, Frank, but when we got to the shower stall in the master bedroom, they decided that they didn't care for it, and then things kind of escalated.
That's right. At closing, the buyer was demanding $10,000 credit because the tile in the unrenovated master shower stall was, in their opinion, not in perfect shape.
And of course, they didn't get that kind of discount, Frank. They settled on a much more reasonable $500 and a whole lot of ill will.
So, Rob, how do you get to home buyer heaven in this case?
Well, Frank, know this. Closing is not the time to speak up on the problems that you think you see with a property. The buyer should have talked to us to find a solution on an earlier occasion.
Yeah, and it depends on the market. Sometimes buyers have the upper hand and sometimes sellers do.
I agree with that, but negotiations can never be last minute. Now, we've got to go to break. If you'd like to get a hold of the Radio Realtors and we can help you not be a home buyer from hell, well, just give us a call, 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. Or you can live chat with a member of our team any time of the day or night at RadioRealtors.com. That's RadioRealtors.com, and we'll be back right after this.
What's that you got there?
What, this?
Yeah.
It's a magic lamp. An Empire Home Loans magic lamp.
Well, give it a try.
Who are you?
I'm the Empire Home Loans genie, and I can grant you one wish.
One wish, huh? Okay, Mr. Genie, I'd like a mortgage for a home with no PMI, one that gives me 20% for a down payment and closing costs, and how about lower monthly payments? Let's see you grant that wish.
Your wish is my command.
Wow.
That was awesome.
Wait, what is this? What's in my hand?
That's an Empire Home Loans pre-approval for the Dream for All Shared Appreciation Loan. It's everything you asked for.
Cool, the Dream for All Shared Appreciation Loan.
That's literally the coolest thing I have ever seen.
See ya.
Hey, where are you going?
Going to buy a home.
Get your magic lamp, I mean pre-approval, at PoriaLoans.com. That's PoriaLoans.com.
NMLS ID number 2099042, equal housing lender.
Brandon Tatum here, host of the Officer Tatum Show. Have you heard that teamwork makes the dream work? Well, I've been part of some really special teams. I play football, I worked in law enforcement, and even my team here on the radio. And if you're wanting to buy a home anywhere in Northern California, call the dream team, Rob Lewis and Frank Crandall, the radio realtors with eXp Realty. Check this out. Royce and Angela were first-time homebuyers wanting to buy a home in Lincoln. Rob and Frank met with them, discussed their wants and needs for a home, got them pre-approved with one of their preferred mortgage lenders, and had them out looking for homes the very same day. Rob and Frank found them the perfect home and negotiated a great price. And in just 21 days, Royce and Angela had the keys to their dream home. As a home buyer, they can help you win too, even in this shifty market. Call the dream team, Rob and Frank, the radio realtors with eXp Realty at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. Online at RadioRealtors.com. That's RadioRealtors.com, DRE number 01406275.
If you've been thinking about buying a home, you know it's a tough housing market right now, but I've got wonderful news. There's a new home community that's a reasonable drive from Lincoln, Roseville, North Natomas, and downtown Sacramento, offering brand new three-bedroom and four-bedroom homes with solar in the low $400,000 range. And they even have five-bedroom homes in the low $500,000 range. These homes are beautiful with granite countertops, LVP flooring, spacious floor plans, and great amenities nearby. Find out more. Call the Radio Realtors with eXp Realty right now at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. Schedule a private tour today. And if you decide to buy with us, we will save you thousands of dollars with special incentives. All buyers are welcome, FHA, VA, first-time buyers, and investors too, and you can reserve your home with just a small deposit. Call us now at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO, DRE number 01406275.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home. This is a place to live. This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
All right, welcome back to the Radio Realtors. We are Northern California's number one real estate radio show, proudly coming to you live from the Equity Protect Studios here in the Cal Expo area, broadcasting live from Sacramento. We're in Sacramento this week.
Thank God.
In Pontiac, Michigan last week doing the show live. Ooh. And it was a little bit nerve-wracking, especially when I couldn't find you in our third segment when you're walking around with Farnoosh looking at all the amazing things.
Yeah.
So I was glad that you guys came back eventually. You were on the first and second and fourth segment. So
you know, it's weird flying into Michigan to our airport in Detroit there. It was like that Batman movie. You know, with the smog and all that fog going, it's like Gotham City. It was eerie.
It was because it was really overcast and rainy when we got there. Yeah. Well, and then also, I don't think you were there for that segment with me and Perea, but in Detroit, or actually in Pontiac, Michigan, in the buildings that we were in 2005, they filmed part of the movie Batman Begins from there, because at that time in 2005, that was a empty building because
That's right.
An old car manufacturing plant.
That's correct.
So, but yeah, UWM is huge. It is a huge campus. I mean, we didn't even see the whole thing.
Yeah, it's a force to be reckoned with.
Yeah, they're amazing. So, but we are broadcasting live from the Equity Protect Studios. And Frank, you know, you're seeing it all over the place on the news and in the paper, and if we still get the paper, I don't know. I know that my neighbors do.
I don't get the paper.
But, you know, on the news and everywhere, you're seeing more and more about people getting their equity stolen or their home stolen, and they get a foreclosure notice in the mail, and they didn't take out that mortgage. And so
it's a big deal.
It's happening a lot with people that either own their home free and clear, or they have a ton of equity. And there's only one company that stops this from happening in the first place, and that is Equity Protect. They're the only company of this kind that we recommend because this company does it right. Get your free risk assessment today at equityprotect.com. That's equityprotect.com. My name is Robert Lewis, your real estate professor.
And I'm Frank Crandall, your consigliere of real estate.
And we're talking about six home buyers from hell. And the good news is, you know, we're kind of being tongue-in-cheek with this a little bit, Frank, but these are true stories. These are all home buyers from hell or sellers from hell that we've dealt with in our careers, right? And so we want to make sure that this doesn't happen to you. We don't want you to be a home seller or a home buyer from hell. We want to get you to home buyer heaven or home seller heaven, because that's just a better place to be. There's no gnashing of teeth in home buyer heaven.
Yeah,
Frank,
we get more people to heaven than we do to hell.
That's true. Well, yeah, we definitely do. That's for sure. But the first type of home buyer from hell is a confrontational buyer. And that's just the one that, you know, right from the beginning, they are just difficult to work with. And a lot of times with those people, we kind of are a little discerning and we find out about them before they become our clients, right? And so sometimes if you're like that, you're the confrontational client, we may refer you to somebody else because we don't have time for total confrontation. Negotiation, all those things, but we don't want to be button heads with you the entire time.
No.
Maybe we're not your realtors in that case. The second type of buyer from hell is the Jekyll and Hyde buyer. And this is actually the most frustrating for me because you seem perfectly nice on one hand and all of a sudden, bam, and we're on the same team.
Right.
We're not trying to make you angry or anything like that. And sometimes the facts are the facts and we have to give those facts to you and you may not like what you're being told. Right. Well, then we have to negotiate. We have to decide whether or not you're going to go through with things. But you don't want to be a Jekyll and Hyde. So we want to try to keep you away from that split personality.
Or that Sybil.
Yeah, Sybil. She had like 17 different personalities,
yes,
didn't she?
She did.
Yeah, that was a scary movie. Do you remember when the pig's blood fell on her at the dance? Oh, my gosh.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, that was a terribly long time ago. Yeah. Now, the third type of buyer from hell is the last minute haggling buyer. And so the thing is that you want to make sure you're not haggling at the very last second. And sometimes these things are unavoidable. Right now, we're dealing with a client right now that we didn't get the disclosures back from the seller very quickly. And so we didn't want to do inspections based on whether or not maybe they had already done some inspections. So we were waiting for those disclosures before we got some things done. Well, unfortunately, we did a sewer inspection just a few days before we were supposed to close. Sewer inspection uncovered, I should say, a lot of bad things where they need a complete sewer replacement.
There's a time limit for those disclosures, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
And then once you get those disclosures, you have a minimum of 5 days to review.
That's correct.
Right. So you want to make sure that you're not doing last minute haggling, but at the same time, you know, you have to play the cards that are dealt to you. Right. So now what is the fourth type of buyer from hell, Frank?
Yeah, it is the bait and switch buyer.
Oh man, this one is an interesting story, Frank. While representing a seller, we encountered another irrational buyer, a guy who asked for some electrical work to be done in the utility room and offered to pay for those costs himself.
Yeah, I remember this one. The seller agreed, but as closing day approached, the buyer became increasingly unreasonable.
Right. And we were all wondering, was he trying to get out of the promise to pick up the repair costs? Because he became combative and he would call us, the listing agents, in a rage, accusing us of being unethical and lying.
And this is when things got weird, because when closing day came, the buyer didn't show up because he was too tired and the closing had to be rescheduled.
And when he finally showed up for that second closing day after being too tired, he announced, big surprise, that he decided he didn't want to pay for that electrical work after all.
Yeah, he refused to sign the agreed upon documents reimbursing the seller and even tried to back out of the whole deal.
And we realtors, we ended up paying for electrical work, which only costs several hundred dollars in order to close the deal.
Only? So how did we get to home buyer heaven in this one, Rob?
Well, the bottom line here, Frank, is don't be an ignoramus. Is that how you say that? Ignoramus? Ignoramus? Whatever it is, don't be a jerk. This was another case of people feeling like they need to be a bully to get what they want.
That's right. But after all the buyer's antics, they're lucky our sellers didn't just cancel the whole transaction.
Right, Frank. Now, the fifth type of buyer from hell is the freeloader.
Oh, so this one is kind of funny now. However, it was anything but at that time.
Nice wordplay, Frank. And but is definitely, but, with two T's, is appropriate here, as you're going to soon discover. However, this situation happened when we were hosting a busy open house in North Natomas during the foreclosure crisis.
Yep, this specific home was vacant and winterized, which meant the utilities had been turned off, including the water.
Right, Frank. And about 30 minutes into the open house, we heard a mother scream from the upstairs hall bathroom, and we ran up the stairs and we discovered that the lady let her son take a rhino-sized dookie in a non-working toilet.
And I remember that the mother was horrified.
As we were.
Yeah, and they ducked out of the front door pretty quickly.
Yeah, luckily though, Frank, there was a Home Depot bucket in the garage, and we went to the neighbors to fill it up with water, and then we poured that water into the tank.
Thankfully, we were able to flush the toilet and get back to the open house. So how did we get to home buyer heaven on this one, Rob?
Well, Frank, the bottom line is...
Nice pun, Rob.
Well, thanks, Frank. Don't use a bathroom at an open house or when you're touring homes. It's just not cool, and it can be very gross, like it was in this case, right?
That's for sure. Okay. The sixth type of buyer from hell is the real walking dead.
Yeah. During the pandemic, when everything was a little bizarre, Frank, we had a man that was looking to buy a home in Sacramento with a basement. So what did we do? We assembled a list of homes with basements.
And at that time, Rob, if my memory serves me, there were only about 8 homes total in Sacramento County with a full basement. However, this guy wanted to see all of them.
And Frank, this is where things got a little different.
I think weird is a better word.
Yeah, you're probably right. However, while showing him these homes, we began to notice that he was more interested in the basement than any other part of the house.
And so we asked him what he was going to use the basement for. And his answer blew our minds.
100%. He said, "I want to turn the basement into a shelter in case of a zombie apocalypse." And we thought he was joking, but nope, he was totally serious.
And over the next few weeks, every conversation that we had with him eventually became zombie centered.
Yeah. And he was asking us to research information about zombies and assorted topics related to housing and zombies, right?
And we did find out a lot about zombies.
Well, we did, Frank. Like 14% of Americans have a zombie plan ready if the undead ever do roam the earth in search of human flesh. And 2 in 10 or 20% of people who live in urban areas have a zombie plan, compared to just 11% of those in rural communities.
And Rob, 12% of those people who live in the suburbs have a plan for a zombie invasion. So how did we get to homebuyer heaven with this one, Rob?
Well, Frank, another thing that we learned is that there is a debate on whether zombies are undead or just walking dead, and whether they still have a soul or they're soulless. However, we did find this particular client a lovely home in Land Park with an amazing basement, ideal for sheltering during a zombie apocalypse, I guess.
So Rob, what's the bottom line?
Well, here's the deal. Home buying is a complicated endeavor, and it's okay to be a bit stressed during the process, but there's no reason to become a home buyer from hell, Frank. Just remember, there are things that you can do and people you can rely on, like us, Rob and Frank, to help you build your confidence and alleviate that stress.
And Rob, the good news is that this all ends with you achieving your goal of being a homeowner and having a place to call your own.
Exactly. Home buying is a significant financial transaction, Frank, like you said, often involving six-figure sums. And the process is complex, and it's not always easy to understand. And you may have your visions of buying a dream home, butt up against the realities of bidding wars in a seller's market and the requirements of your mortgage lender. So how do you get to home buyer heaven? If you're getting overwhelmed, ask us, your realtors, for some advice. It's a good idea to discuss what's going to happen during the entire home buying process in advance.
You know, another thing, Rob, is you need to know beforehand how much you'll be expected to shell out at closing. This isn't the time for buyer's remorse or mental breakdowns.
Yeah, Frank, especially mental breakdowns. So if you want to make sure that there are no unpleasant surprises for you as a home buyer and that you get to experience home buyer heaven, you need to call us now, the Radio Realtors, at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO.
Or you can speak to a member of our team 24/7 at RadioRealtors.com. That's RadioRealtors.com. And don't go away, because we'll be right back.
Hey,
Hey, it's Robert Lewis with eXp Realty, co-host of The Radio Realtors. Did you know that it only takes a minute to steal your home? And Northern California is a hotbed for home title theft. You're especially vulnerable if you own your home free and clear, or you have thousands of dollars in equity. But you may be asking, how does this crime even occur? Well, it happens when a scammer steals your identity and the title to your home. And then they either take out loans on your home or they actually sell your property right out from under you. And another problem is most title lock companies only notify you after the crime has happened. This doesn't do you any good at all. That's why I only recommend Equity Protect. Equity Protect scans, monitors, alerts, and completely locks down your home's title and hard-earned equity. And their USA-based experts protect you 24/7, 365 days a year for just pennies a day. Get your free risk assessment today. Go to equityprotect.com. That's equityprotect.com.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold a house.
This is a home. This is a place to live. This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
All right, welcome back to the Radio Realtors. We are Northern California's number one real estate radio show, proudly coming to you live from the Equity Protect Studios. And Frank, title fraud and deed theft and house stealing is on the rise, especially if you own your home free and clear or you have thousands of dollars in equity. And there's only one company that we know of that truly stops scammers dead in their tracks from stealing that hard-earned equity that you've built up over the years, and that's Equity Protect. So get your free risk assessment today at equityprotect.com. That's equityprotect.com. My name is Robert Lewis, your real estate professor.
And I'm Frank Crandall, your consigliere of real estate.
And Frank, we are always on the lookout for the best deals possible for our listeners. And it just so happens that we've got one.
Yeah, because, we found the bestest.
Yeah, we did. You know, interest rates are dipping a bit, but they're still in the sixes. And we're talking the high sixes, not the low sixes, right? And because of that, we are looking for options for our listeners and our clients when it comes to buying a home. We've got a great opportunity for you. It's a best kept secret new build community that is just 45 minutes away from Sacramento. So I'm talking about maybe like the Cal Expo area. It's about 40 minutes from Roseville, give or take. It's about 27 minutes from Lincoln, and it's about 10 minutes away from a brand new Costco. Now, you might be able to figure out where this is, but we're not going to give you the exact location. What we're going to do is talk to an undercover agent with the community. His voice is being changed to protect him because this is an exclusive to us, right? And so we want to get you into this community if you like it. So what we want to do is give you the information in advance, telling you exactly what we're doing here. So we're going to get all the information, sans the exact location. If this sounds good to you, then you need to call us at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. And we can set you up with a personalized tour and get you more information from this undercover rep. Do you think that sounds reasonable, Frank?
Very.
I think it sounds reasonable as well. So, hey, welcome to the Radio Realtor, sir. Thanks for being on the show.
I appreciate y'all having me, as always.
Tell us a little bit about this great community that you have there. We're excited about it. We want our listeners to know more.
Well, like you said, guys, it's kind of centrally located to a lot of different areas. But, you know, like you said before, it is 30 or 40 minutes away from all the major cities like Roseville and Sacramento and, you know, in Lincoln, where everybody wants to live. But we've been able to be extra affordable. So a lot of the things that we feel a lot of the buyers are looking for, we are providing them. And I'm very happy to tell you about those things. And they are going to include the following: good interest rates. We have decided to pay for lower interest rates for the buyer. So we currently, and remember, rates are volatile and they're subject to change, but currently we have rates that are starting under 5%. And obviously you can reach out to the Radio Realtors and find out more details and connect them to me and we can go over those details. But yes, we have rates starting under 5% for FHA and conventional.
That's incredible, because right now, like we said, rates are in the high sixes, and you're talking about under 5%.
Yes, and that's a, when you're talking about dropping 2 points on the rate, that's a monstrous savings on people's monthly payment, as everybody's looking for, with supply and demand as a problem as it is right now. So that's the main thing that we're doing, is helping with interest rates. We're also going to help with an extremely generous closing cost credit for the buyer's closing costs, and we've made the earnest money exceptionally low. I don't want to tell you how low, because the buyers will think that there's a catch. So if you want more details on the very low earnest money deposit that we're doing for this promotion, definitely reach out to the Radio Realtors. And also, this community has no HOA, and solar is paid for. And that's a big difference between us and other builders. It's not leased. So the buyer will own the solar.
So check it out, folks. We're talking about lower interest rates because they're doing a buy down for you, plus a generous closing cost payment. So they're going to pay for almost all of your closing costs. You have a limited amount of money that you need to bring for your earnest money deposit, that initial down to hold the property. And I want to tell you, it is extremely low. And then the other thing is, we're talking about FHA buyers are welcome. We're talking about VA buyers are welcome. We're talking that if you're a conventional buyer, you're welcome. Also, if you're an investor, you are welcome as well, right?
That is correct.
So tell us a little bit about the different models of homes that you have there, sir.
No problem. So we have two different three-bedroom plans and two different four-bedroom plans. They're all single-story. And I know that single-story homes, affordable, are hard to find, but we are providing that need in the market. So all of our homes are single-story. We only have one model that's a two-story, and that's a five-bedroom, three-bath. And all of these homes have a lot of generous upgrades that are standard features, so you're not really going to have surprises when you see the home of what's not included, because everything that you see will be included.
That's great. And then you said also it has paid solar. So we're not talking about leased options. We're talking about paid solar system, and it's included in that price. You don't add it on, right?
Correct.
So tell us about those price points.
We are starting just above $400 currently, and prices are subject to change, but currently our pricing is starting just above $400 on a three-bedroom.
That is amazing. So tell us about some of the things that these homes include. Now, I know that they've got USB charging capabilities, and they've got a built-in dishwasher, and it looks like they've got the 30-inch electric range with like easy wipe ceramic glass cooktops, and they've got a microwave with electronic touch controls, 36-inch upper cabinets with crown molding, granite countertops. It just sounds too good to be true.
And don't forget the refrigerator, Radio Realtors. The refrigerator is also included.
That is awesome. And then it also comes with a ceiling fan with a light kit in the family room, Wi-Fi enabled garage door opener, programmable thermostats, and double pane low E vinyl windows. And then these homes have that LED flush mount Energy Star lighting in the kitchen, designer coach lighting, quick set door hardware. I mean, they literally come with everything. Also in this community, because we've been there, the streets are wide, and it's a lot wider than most streets. And then also, how close are your neighbors to you?
They're not very close. I know right now in the greater Sacramento area, the homes are quite close together, but not in this case. They're actually very, very spaced out. So these lot sizes are extremely generous, where you're not going to be able to touch your neighbor's side fence. That's just not possible.
That's awesome. So generous, you know, size of lots. So it's not like if you want to have a barbecue in your backyard that you need to go to a park. You know, you can actually have your family over and enjoy your backyard. So tell us about some of the amenities in this general area. I know that we have a new Costco that's just about 10 minutes away, but what else is there, you know, kayaking or golfing or anything like that?
There is. Yeah, all the above. I mean, besides the shopping, the outdoor capabilities are unlimited. I mean, you're probably 10 to 15 minutes away from fishing, hiking, camping. I don't want to give away too much. It'll give away the location, but just know that it's very centrally located to all of your needs: shopping, grocery shopping, entertainment. Golf is minutes away, literally, but I can't say the location because then that'll give it away. But all of your needs, hobbies, and shopping outside and indoors, both are going to be met by this location. Put it that way.
Awesome. So as a reminder, these homes are starting at the about 405 range. So just a little bit over $405,000. They come with paid solar, so you own it. And they don't add on to that 405 price on that three-bedroom, two-bath home. It is included in that price. And then you can reserve these homes with just a small deposit, and the builder pays a majority of the closing costs, plus they also are willing to do an interest rate buy down for you. And I mean, I just don't know how you can go wrong with this area, Frank. Can you?
No, I don't. And you know our favorite saying, nothing beats a new home smell.
Right. So here's the deal. If you would like to see these brand new homes, you need to give us a call. What we're going to do is we can set up a personal tour for you of the community. And when you register on your first visit, you're also going to get special incentives from the Radio Realtors, including being a part of our Power Buyer program, which means there's some additional incentives there for you that you're not going to get going with anyone else. So we can also provide you with information where you can talk to this rep, this undercover rep that we have on the phone, and you can get further information so that we can get you out there and get you on a tour. But if this all sounds good to you, that's the next step, right?
Yes, that's all. It just starts with a phone call.
Right. So give us a call here on the Radio Realtors at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. Or you can live chat with a member of our team anytime at RadioRealtors.com. That's RadioRealtors.com. Hey, thanks for being on the Radio Realtors Undercover Rep.
No problem. It's always a pleasure for y'all to have me. I really appreciate it.
And we'll be right back after this.
What's that you got there?
What, this?
Yeah.
It's a magic lamp. An Empire Home Loans magic lamp.
Well, give it a try.
Who are you?
I'm the Empire Home Loans Genie, and I can grant you one wish.
One wish, huh? Okay, Mr. Genie, I'd like a mortgage for a home with no PMI, one that gives me 20% for a down payment and closing costs, and how about lower monthly payments? Let's see you grant that wish.
Your wish is my command.
Wow.
That was awesome.
Wait, what is this? What's in my hand?
That's an Empire Home Loans pre-approval for the Dream for All Shared Appreciation Loan. It's everything you asked for.
Cool, the Dream for All Shared Appreciation Loan.
That's literally the coolest thing I've ever seen.
See ya.
Hey, where are you going?
Going to buy a home.
Get your magic lamp, I mean pre-approval, at PoorIaLoans.com. That's PoorIaLoans.com.
NMLS ID number 2099042, equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Brandon Tatum, host of The Officer Tatum Show. As a former police officer, I know the importance of trusting the people that you work with. And that's why if you're planning on selling your home in Northern California, you want realtors who got your back. Call my friends Rob Lewis and Frank Crandall from the Radio Realtors and eXp Realty. Check this out. Kat and Carl had to sell their home in Roseville and move to Ohio for work. They needed their home sold quickly to buy their next home. And because Rob and Frank spend thousands of dollars on marketing each month, they have a pool of buyers that are ready to buy. Rob and Frank sold Kat and Carl's home in Roseville for $20,000 over list price. Plus, they referred them to an agent in Ohio through their nationwide network of realtors and helped them get a great deal on a home there too. Don't wait. Sell your home today for top dollar. Call Rob and Frank, the Radio Realtors with eXp Realty at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. Online at RadioRealtors.com, DRE number 01406275.
If you've been thinking about buying a home, you know it's a tough housing market right now, but I've got wonderful news. There's a new home community that's a reasonable drive from Lincoln, Roseville, North Natomas, and downtown Sacramento, offering brand new three-bedroom and four-bedroom homes with solar in the low $400,000 range. And they even have five-bedroom homes in the low $500,000 range. These homes are beautiful with granite countertops, LVP flooring, spacious floor plans, and great amenities nearby. Find out more. Call the Radio Realtors with eXp Realty right now at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. Schedule a private tour today. And if you decide to buy with us, we will save you thousands of dollars with special incentives. All buyers are welcome, FHA, VA, first-time buyers, and investors too. And you can reserve your home with just a small deposit. Call us now at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. DRE number 01406275.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home. This
This is a place to live. This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
All right, welcome back to the Radio Realtors. We are Northern California's number one real estate radio show, proudly coming to you live from the Equity Protect Studios. And if you have a home that you have high equity, or maybe you just own it outright, free and clear, you may be the target of scammers that are trying to steal your equity or steal your home completely. And they do that by first getting information on your identification, and then they get the deed to your home. And it is happening a lot right now. And if you want to stop that from happening to you, there's only one company that does it completely and stops it dead in its tracks. That's Equity Protect. Get your free risk assessment today at equityprotect.com. That's equityprotect.com. And tell them the Radio Realtor sent you. My name is Robert Lewis, your real estate professor.
And I'm Frank Crandall, your consigliere of real estate.
And Frank, with all the misinformaciones, and that's misinformation for you people that don't speak Spanish, misleading headlines and online hate being shelled out regarding the home buying process and the home selling process, we thought it was time for us, Rob and Frank here at the Radio Realtors, to set the record straight on the NAR settlement.
Yeah, that's right, Rob. All you have to do is turn on your TV or go to any social media platform, and you'll see sensational headlines claiming 6% real estate commissions are over and realtors overcharge their clients, or commissions are now negotiable.
Yeah, even worse, Frank, you can see the comments on X and Facebook and Instagram from anonymous usernames just bashing us real estate agents, saying things like the cartel is over or you've been screwing people for years, right?
Yeah, and Rob, further investigations, we found that most of these hate spewing respondents, because that's what they are, hate spewing respondents,
yeah,
have never even owned a home or paid a fee of any sort to a licensed real estate professional.
Exactly, Frank. So to help you listeners understand what's happening with this NAR settlement, Rob and Frank here at the Radio Realtors and eXp Realty, we want to set the record straight by educating consumers on what's really going on behind the closed doors and outside of the headlines that are written by the media to attract a maximum number of clicks.
And Rob, the truth is commissions have always, and let me emphasize, always been negotiable.
Yeah, at least in California, there has never been a set fee, Frank. And frankly speaking, no pun intended, the average commission for a home sold in America has been below 6% total.
And it has consistently dropped year after year.
And usually, Frank, if a listing agent takes on a listing at, let's say, 5.5% or 6% or any fee for that matter, we've realized that rather than keeping that entire fee for ourselves, we are often better to attract all agents working with motivated home buyers by offering half of that fee approximately to that agent for bringing their buyer to the home.
That's right, because this allows for more selection for every home buyer, as all homes are available to them, and it allows for a fair market value for the homeowner as it creates more demand on their home.
And one of the reasons real estate sales has always seemed fairer or more ethical than, let's say, auto sales or any other high ticket price purchase is simply that the home buyer can also have their own professional representation.
Exactly. They never had to worry about being taken advantage of by a real estate professional that could weigh things too heavily in the seller's favor, because they have someone on their side negotiating for them as a buyer.
Right, Frank. And imagine how much better you'd do buying a car if you had maybe a professional representative that knows all of their sales tactics, upsells, financing, or negotiation approaches, and instead your representative weighed those things in your favor to get you a better deal.
And Rob, that's what we've been fortunate enough to do in real estate for years.
Absolutely, Frank. And unfortunately, lately, there's been an uproar about the listing brokerage sharing their commission and their own pay to help the buyers and sellers.
Even though the listing agent has cut their own income in half to help all parties. Apparently, some folks think that shouldn't be happening.
Yeah, and they are saying that buyers should negotiate their own representation, pay their buyer broker out of their own pocket, or otherwise negotiate it as terms of the purchase contract.
Yeah, and let's be clear, any additional fees that may cost the buyer more money will actually raise the price of home ownership.
Yeah, Frank, and this is true regardless of if they pay for it from their checking account or they build it into the home price to finance it. If they have to build it into the price, home prices and thus mortgage payments are going to go up.
Then every buyer that buys in that neighborhood will be buying homes based off comparable sales with that recent inflated sales price. This increases the cost of home ownership in America.
And Frank, while us real estate agents, we're going to follow whatever rules, laws, or guidelines are put in front of us so that we can operate in a legal and moral fashion, it's really important to educate consumers about the truth regarding what's happening here.
And the weird thing here is that for home sellers, yes, commissions have always been negotiable.
Yeah, this is so true. And however, the more incentive your agent can provide for buyers or buyer's agents to come to your home, the more demand you are creating for your property. And the less incentive you offer, the less demand you're going to have for that home.
Yeah, Rob, we need to remember nobody works for free. That includes your real estate agent. If you tell them you aren't paying them, they'll simply go work somewhere else.
That's true, Frank. And the same is true for any agent in our town. It's also true for your own employer at the business that you work for. Pay is negotiable in their business as well.
If they don't provide an incentive for you to be there, you won't be there.
Yeah, and we don't have to tell you that price is a function of supply and demand. So the more demand your agent can create, the more your home is going to sell for.
For home buyers, the system has worked well for you to have a licensed real estate professional representing your best interest.
Yeah, this is true. And yes, you can go directly to the listing agent. You've always been able to do that, but that's unlikely to save you any money at all. And frankly, can put you at a disadvantage when they have a real estate professional helping them and you don't.
Much like walking into a car dealership alone, or even a new construction home builder by yourself when they have trained professionals there representing them. You may lose in more ways than you can ever imagine.
Yeah, so what we're saying here is that even now, don't represent yourself as a client. If you find a great real estate agent like us, Rob and Frank here at the Radio Realtors and eXp Realty, we're going to be very clear about how our fee structure works, and we'll usually be able to negotiate concessions from the home seller or the listing brokerage to cover the cost so that all or most of our fee is taken care of by them and you are exclusively represented in one of the largest transactions of your life.
Yeah, and Rob, nobody knows how all of this will play out at some point, but it's important for sellers to know that they want to do everything they can to get maximum exposure and create more demand.
And Frank, it's also important for buyers to know they need a licensed professional that only represents them in the transaction. Whatever we have to do to make that happen, we're going to do.
That's right. Regardless of what's going on in the courts or what's sensationalized in the headlines, you deserve to be represented by a professional.
Exactly. So why not give us a call at the Radio Realtors? 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. Speaking with us, your well-qualified real estate agents, and having an open conversation about these things will be the best way to get you the truth about how the fee structure works so that you can make an educated decision.
That's right. And don't be afraid to ask us questions, and don't be afraid to negotiate.
Right. Asking us questions as simple as what can you do for me or what do you charge is a simple way to find the very best representation that you can find.
And try to get as many services and benefits as you possibly can from your agent's service and representation. Negotiate for everything they can offer you. Don't cut corners.
Yeah, and Frank, the headlines are really good at creating emotional triggers and negative responses, and that's how the media works, unfortunately. But with something as serious as buying and selling a home, you need to keep your feelings out of the way and have a licensed professional on your side that does what's best for you.
So whether you're planning to buy a home or sell a home, why not call someone you can trust on either side? Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall at the Radio Realtors, 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO.
Or you can live chat with a member of our team anytime at our website. It's RadioRealtors.com. That's RadioRealtors.com. And Frank, that's all the time we have for this show.
Make it a great week, everybody.
Do you know what that sound is? That's your wake-up call. Instead of just dreaming about buying a home, it's time to start living the dream. And Jeff Compton with Guild Mortgage is ready to help you. Jeff has access to the brand new Dream for All Shared Appreciation Loan. The Dream for All is a down payment assistance program for first-time buyers. It offers a loan of 20% of the purchase price of the home you're wanting to buy. Then once you refinance or sell the home, you would pay back that original loan plus 20% of any appreciation. This is a great option for home buyers right now because with this loan, you won't have private mortgage insurance, you can begin building equity right away, and you don't have to save for a big down payment. Funds are limited for this program, so answer your wake-up call. Call Jeff Compton with Guild Mortgage at 916-765-2900 or apply online at jeffcompton.com. That's jeffcompton.com. NMLS ID number 298997.
Thank you for calling Jeff Compton's office. It's a great day to buy a home. How can we help you?
Robert Lewis here from the Radio Realtors, and the signs of spring are here. And that also means that it's time for spring cleaning. And my advice to you is to call Zero Res right now so you can beat the spring rush. This deal is too good to miss out on. Three rooms, Zero Resified from Sacramento's number one carpet cleaner, starting at just $129, and get a free hallway cleaning. With Zero Res's patented Z-Water cleaning process, they'll extract all that nasty dust, dander, and bacteria living and breeding in your carpet, upholstery, rugs, and hard surfaces. Plus, Zero Res's platinum-rated patented Z-Water cleaning process uses no harmful chemicals, leaves no residue, and your carpets will be dry within 1 to 2 hours. Don't you owe it to yourself and your family to breathe healthy, happy, and clean? The answer is yes. Call Zero Res right now at 916-245-2992. That's 916-245-2992. Or book online at ZeroResSacramento.com. Tell them you want the answer special. Spell it forward or backward. It spells the same. Zero Res.
Okay, honey, I've completed our spring cleaning list. Wash the windows.
Check.
Clean the gutters.
Check.
Wipe down the patio furniture.
Check.
Now, time for some rest and relaxation.
What about cleaning the trash bin?
Oops, I missed that one.
Well, it's got to be done.
But they look and they smell disgusting.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I heard on the radio about a local family-owned company called Bin Levin Clean Bins.
Oh, wow. Let me Google them. Yep, here they are. Bin Levin Clean Bins. It says they use a combination of hot water and high pressure to clean the bins. And they sanitize, deodorize, and disinfect them, leaving them smelling fresh and clean.
That sounds amazing.
Wow, Bin Levin Clean Bins also has great reviews, and their service is really affordable. So, babe, can I book them so I can finish our spring cleaning list?
Of course, honey.
Awesome!
Spring cleaning alert. Enjoy 50% off your first cleaning with promo code SPRING2024. Limited time only. Discount available on all recurring plans. Book your cleaning now at binlovincleanbins.com.